For now, though, we conclude the show by looking at, you know, just wondering about how we will possibly implement something that the president had mentioned in his State of the Nation address. Remember, President Cyril Ramaphosa said that in line with a framework for skills, the government will expand the training of both educators and learners to respond to emerging technological technologies, including the Internet of Things. He mentioned robotics as well as AI. He said several new technology subjects and specialization will be introduced, including technical mathematics, technical science, maritime science, aviation studies, and aquaponics. Which is fascinating on its own. That's where my personal curiosity is, actually. Maybe we should do a master class on that, eh? Yeah, aquaponics. That's just as an aside. But we live in a country that has high inequality when it comes to the quality of education, just massive disparities across the board. There are many countries all over the world, and South Africa is one of them. We are seriously considering including coding into the national curriculum. President Cyril Ramaphosa spoke of it as something that he would like to see realized in his term of office. Very commendable, extremely commendable. This is where you press the applause, Abel. But is it realistic? Is it realistic? When you think of what is happening in our schools, look at the devastation of what's happening at Forest High, and the inequality that I spoke of earlier on. And I want your reflections on that. Is your child doing robotics already in school? Do they have a lesson around computer subjects? Are they playing Tetris on it, or are they doing something else? Are they building computers? How have you seen, the curriculum change as far as these topics are concerned? How is your child's school introducing these particular topics in your child's curriculum? My son, for instance, has started high school this year, and they're doing robotics. And if they have tablets, which I absolutely detest as a learning platform, because I think we should still be using books to a large degree, called me old school. But they've introduced robotics, which I think is fantastic. But there are, of course, schools where there is zero, none of this happening. So how do we interweave it? How do we bring the thinking, the skills, or teach our children the skills that speak to these technologies? We'll take your calls and reflections throughout on 011-883-0702, 31702 for your SMSs. And for this conversation, we're speaking to Jenny Retief, the CEO of River Sands Incubation Hub, about how these disciplines can be integrated. Jenny, thank you so much for your time. Hello.
Hi, Azania. Good to talk to you.
I am optimistic sometimes, but I'm quite concerned about what we are delivering. You know, we're producing school leavers who are ill-equipped to operate effectively in the marketplace, in the job market, the way it is currently. And the expectation is that we'll produce school leavers who are able to operate effectively in a digital world. Are we up for the challenge? Is this a pipe dream?
I share your concern, Azania, but it is wonderful to hear these things being highlighted by our president. Mm. So I think that's a step in the right direction. But you referred in your introduction to the disparities between the basic resources available in different schools. And I think if we simply introduce coding as a subject in a school where electricity and connectivity isn't uniformly available, you know, as a kind of a ring-fenced coding thing, we risk setting up those with sort of yet another point of failure.
Jenny, I'm going to pause you there. I'm going to stop you there. We'll take a quick break. We need to sort out your lines. And I also want to hear what parents have to say about this, Jenny. Just starting the introduction there about how we could potentially be setting up these kids for failure by adding subjects that their schools are not resourced to teach. Are their teachers qualified to teach these particular subjects? Let's take a break.
Azania Mosaka on 702.
10 minutes to 3, and we're looking at how we can interweave some of those technical subjects mentioned by President Cyril Ramaphosa into the curriculum. What would be the best route? And I want your thoughts as well. We have Jenny Retief back. Hi, Jenny. So you were saying that, talking about the disparities in our schools?
Yes, because that issue of interleaving, I think, is quite important. You know, they talk about digital natives as this generation who's had access to technology from the start. And they are used to using technology just integral to whatever else they're doing. So at school, ideally, instead of drawing a table to reflect a set of values, you do it in a spreadsheet. Mm-hmm. Or you use CAD tools to design things, or, you know, use your calendar for increasing your productivity and coordination, your electronic one. And in an under-resourced school, when they don't reliably have connectivity and electricity, obviously, you know, those kids are being deprived of real basics.
Mm-hmm. But does it require actual hardware? Or can you teach what is at the heart of these disciplines without the hardware?
So underlying those disciplines is a critical set of skills, because mm-hmm. even the tools that we were referring to now are the tools we happen to know now in 2019. Mm-hmm. Chances are there'll be ones we have no idea of, even as short a time as 5 or 6 years from now, never mind 10 or 15. So those underlying skills of problem, you know, the kind of what they call computational thinking, the ability to see patterns in problems, to take a particular thing and generalize it into a set of principles, to break big complex problems down into smaller bits, those kinds of to deal with those tools that we don't even know yet. But I do think they also need access to the current set of tools to develop that mm-hmm. technology familiarity and comfort.
Right. So
I think there's even some soft things, you know, like permission to play mm-hmm. with technology, mm-hmm. you know, not just seeing it as this heavy, serious coding thing mm-hmm. is also important in equipping that love of learning and that self-directed learning that's so critical for the world of the future.
Right. So one, I think it is possible, but we would have to change how we teach and what kind of outcomes we are looking for. If we don't, we should make space, of course, for the exploration of all of these things, right? And maybe to some extent not have them as a test subject, like you said, perhaps to play, to explore, to deepen curiosity around them, and then see how we can incorporate them in the mainstream, in the formal curriculum. But it would change fundamentally how we teach, because a lesson on agile problem solving methods, for instance, and how you take the students through those paces, is not the way our lessons are carried out right now.
I agree with you, Zanya. I think there'll have to be some really fundamental changes in the way that education and schooling mm-hmm. is approached. A recent paper spoke about early exposure to the workplace mm-hmm. as part of enabling educational ecosystems of the future. And integral to that is the idea that you use technology and you use subject matter knowledge from across subjects in an integrated way to put into practice in solving problems. And that's very different from the sort of swap the textbook and answer the questions saying what you read in the textbook. You know, it's a very different approach to education.
Yes, it is. And we've returned a minister who's overseen our education system for, what, 3 presidential terms, if not 2.5. So for me, it doesn't bring about excitement that we are on the edge, just because the president made this exciting pronouncement that we are on the verge, rather, of an exciting chapter in education. And the reality is that the nature of work has changed. We have a gig economy, which is on an upward trend. It's increasing, right? The gig economy is growing. And also then, how do we respond to the future with the kind of skills that we should be teaching our children?
I agree with you. We've got this two streams that I think we need a lot of work on.
Yeah.
The one is the hardcore STEM skills, you know, the engineering and maths and technology. Mm-hmm. And there's a huge amount of work to be done in our in our education system on that, and in our state teaching resources.
Mm-hmm.
But simultaneously, you've got what they talk about as the automation paradox, where at the same time as this huge rise in robotics and technology, the intrinsically human things become ever more important and valuable. That human intuition, the collaborative work, EQ in the workplace, to be able to solve problems rapidly and respond in emergencies and so on. So I think in one way that's good news, because I think it would be a great mistake for us to give our kids the impression that it's the technologists, that there isn't a big future for them in the world of the future. Because as you say, the work is just reshaping itself completely.
Yeah.
So we need to be working in both those parallel tracks and recognize that there's space still for art, for aesthetics, for all those intrinsically human qualities, as well as trying to get the fundamentals of the hard skills improved.
Yes. Thank you so much, Jenny. Thank you for the thoughts that you've provoked. And it would be interesting to speak to schools and governing bodies, to educators, and of course the department, to see where their heads are in terms of implementing some of these issues, or interweaving, which is, I think, probably a reasonable approach when it comes to technology. Thank you.
Indeed. Thank you, Sonia.
That was Jenny Retief, the CEO of Riversands Incubation Hub. Lots to think about. It reminded me of the World Economic Forum's job landscape in 2022. And 2022 is just, 3 years ago. They had a list of top 10 emerging jobs and then a list of top 10 declining jobs. So we have to steer our children, encourage our children based on what they're innately talented in, of course, but to look at the top emerging careers of the future. I think there is a space for non-coding children, or children that are not coders, because not everyone is a coder, and therefore you need to have options for non-coders. And how do you then introduce coding? Is it supposed to be mandatory? Does it only start in grade 10, for instance, or do you start them really, really young, from that creche level into their primary school years, that technology is part and parcel of how and what they learn? But it's interesting to also see that there's a mix of soft skills as well as the STEM kind of skills. And I use soft quite cautiously, because they're not to be dismissed. They're equally important to the development of a society. But to be honest, the bulk of the top 10 is certainly STEM and really, really computational and technologically based.